Let's come to this this story of these two women, one from Northern Ireland, one from Scotland, being held in Peru on suspicion of drug trafficking. 20-year-old Michaela McCollum from Dungannon, arrested with Scottish teenager Melissa Reid at Lima Airport. It's alleged police found £1.5 million worth of cocaine in their luggage. Here's a clip of Michaela and Melissa talking to authorities in Peru.
What's your name?
Michaela McCollum.
What's your nationality?
Irish.
Irish. And what's your travel from a?
Madrid.
Madrid.
Mallorca.
Mallorca.
Lima, Cusco.
Yeah.
I was forced to take these bags in my luggage.
Yeah. Contain drugs?
I did not know that.
No.
Well, earlier I spoke to Chris Buckton, the Daily Mirror's US editor, who's been to meet them, and he told me how they were.
They are remarkably calm. And what it was when I spoke to them the first time, what came across, despite how young they are, I mean, bearing in mind these 19-year-old and 20-year-old girls, they were remarkably composed, you know, particularly Melissa. Both girls know the enormity of what they face, but yet through it all, they remain very calm and resolute as well. I don't know whether it was nervousness on their part, but they didn't seem fazed as I would have imagined they would have been.
What did they say to you?
They explained, they were very open, to be honest. They explained straight away how it came about. There was no hiding of the fact. I think everybody saw the footage at the airport where Melissa was asked about the drugs and said, "Where are you?" And we didn't know we were there. When I met them, and this was obviously, that footage was taken over a week, or they said straight away that they had smuggled the drugs. But they also give the explanation as to why they'd smuggled the drugs and talks about how the two of them had separately been recruited, had been forced into the hands of this South American drug cartel, and were throughout the week before trying to carry out the drug smuggle, they were threatened with their lives. They had guns put to their heads, and they were also given details about their families, and their families were also threatened as well, not directly to the family, but to the girls. You know, there were threats made saying that if you didn't continue or you didn't carry out bringing the drugs back, then they would be targeted too.
Their claim is that the drug cartel had details about their family.
They did say that, yes. They said that was, in fact, the turning point for them as well. Initially, it was just threats to them, but they said that they had details of their loved ones back in Ireland and in Scotland. And it was that was the one thing hanging over them that made them carry out the attempt, as it were.
How did they get to Peru?
They had various routes to go. They didn't follow the same pattern. Michaela went from Ibiza to Mallorca, Mallorca to Madrid, and then from Madrid to Lima, and from Lima to Cursa, where the drugs were picked up. Melissa was slightly different. She went from Ibiza to Madrid to Mallorca, then back to Madrid, and then on from Lima and Cusco from there.
How long, Chris, is the process likely to last? In terms of the court process?
Well, this is it. This is the one fear amongst the girls. Both girls know that this process could take anything up to 3 years, which sounds incredible considering the laws that we adhere to back home. But yes, they could take anything up to, as I say, 3 years before they become before a judge. Now, they were due in court this morning. That has now been delayed until the early part of next week, where they will hear for the first time what they have been accused of. This is the anomaly. So far, despite being arrested and detained now for over a week, they have still not had an official interpreter carry out a full interview with the police.
And the prison that they will be held in, well, no prison's a nice place, but these particular prisons, Chris, they are desperately overcrowded.
Correct. The prison where they will go to is the Santa Monica prison. Now, that prison was designed for 250 female prisoners, and now that's, I think I read it recently, that was well over 2,000 people there now. The conditions are extreme. Inmates do have even the basic necessities, and those that do have them stolen from them. Corruption is rife. And it's, you know, it's a tough place. It's a tough, as you say, prison's a tough place in the best of circumstances, but it's certainly one of the worst, I think, female prisons the world over.
And finally, Chris, Peru is now said to be the world's largest exporter and producer of cocaine. They will be fighting for their innocence. If they were to be found guilty, what would be the type of sentence or maximum sentence that they could face if found guilty?
It depends, Stephen, really, because as it is at the moment, if both girls take responsibility, then the sentence is substantially reduced as individuals, and that can range anything, as I understand, between 7 and 13 years. However, if it's found that one of the girls was instrumental and she led the way, then an individual could be jailed for up to 25 years. It tends to be judged by the amount of what they have been trying to smuggle. And in this case, 11 kilograms would, you know, could see a 25-year sentence imposed.
OK. Chris, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.
No problem, Stephen. You're welcome.
Desperate situation those girls are in.